I'm not aware of any comprehensive planning either within KPFA or
Pacific. You have 30 seconds.
Address the problem of loan repayment. I'm aware of a 10-point plan proposed by New Day Pacifica, but I have no knowledge of that or any other plan being implemented. Whatever the case, this debt poses a serious threat to KPFA's ability to continue broadcasting as it's presently constituted. It also seems to me that the real state of these finances should be communicated more clearly to the listening audience. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right on time. Thank you.
Perfect.
Yeah, I timed it.
Oh, pretty good. Jim Dingman.
Next.
Yeah.
I'll try to time it. Well, thank you. And I have good news for all you guys out there in California. It looks like we're closer to be able to apply for CPB funding than we were 2 weeks ago. So since you passed your resolution, I encourage you to have a meeting as soon as possible. And others will talk about this because people have been working like eager beavers for 2 weeks and we've got good news. We have actually the possibility of applying this year. It's erroneous that they were closed to applications. The application process has not even opened up. Now, to the person who just announced this problem about the money, I'm a member of the WBA LSB and I'm a PNB member. We're going to be having a meeting tomorrow, a town hall meeting that you can find on KPTFX. We're going to be talking about the money situation because that affects everybody, including the station in Texas, which has oh my God, what a mess there. But we want you all to know that. And I'm the one responsible for the technology task force paying attention to the CPB funding because nobody was paying a goddamn bit of mind to it. But the good news is that we can probably get the money. And on a more positive note, on March 27th, the Technology Task Force is going to have somebody from one of the top-rated podcasts in the United States coming to visit us. I'm talking about the top 2 to 3 podcasts in the country. But thank you very much. It's always great to talk to people in Berkeley. I love it. I always love it. And God bless you. And have those meetings soon so we can actually be compliant when we apply, because that's where we're heading as fast as possible.
You have 15 seconds.
I'm done, baby.
All right.
Jim.
Fred, go. Go, Fred. Can't hear you, Fred.
You have to unmute yourself, Fred. You're muted.
How's that? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Yes.
Great. I'm interested to hear, and we can take this offline, but I just want to put it on the table. What investment is being made in training to enable volunteers or new staff people to comply with, for example, open meeting guidelines, universal chart of accounts, field production techniques, and the things that Quincy was talking about in terms of inclusion and aesthetics that will help build our audience? So that's one piece. The other piece is I have been looking for the current and complete bylaws or guidelines for the Community Advisory Board that are specific to KPFA. I've looked everywhere I can think of. I've asked everybody I can think of, and so far I don't have an answer. It should be a simple like URL, but I haven't found it yet. So I'd appreciate getting an answer on that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And I also am eager to hear the date for the next CAB meeting.
You have 30 seconds.
That's good. If I can get answers to that, that's what I need.
Okay. Next.
In those 30 seconds.
Kim, you're next.
Excuse me. I have 30 seconds. I'd like to get.
Oh, you had 30 seconds. You used them.
Okay. Thank you, Kim.
Okay. I'm Kim Kaufman. I am the KPFK treasurer. And I just made notes as I was listening, so they're not going to be in any particular order and not as well thought out as I usually like to write. Anyways, first of all, a little history. The CPB only audited 2010. These problems were likely going on before for many years, including when Sherry Gendelman was chair and IED and on the MFC. It's unfair to just blame it on the year 2010. And my, I haven't seen it in writing, but my understanding was always that the CPB expected to deduct that money owed from their next grants. They did not expect Pacifica to not be eligible in 7 years. And then whether they just got sick of, you know, Pacifica and wanted their money back, whether they wanted to just really clean up their books, which is what they said. That's why they asked for it back. And I wrote a memo to the PMV, I don't know, a month or two ago about the committee issues. And I recommended to the national that I recommended to the PNB that
we have
the
30 seconds.
Oh shit. Committee deal with listenership. There's no such thing as a friendly amendment, just saying. And the governance committee, and I recommended that the governance committee be in charge to check monthly on all committee compliance, that they have minutes, agendas, that their audio is up there, or if they canceled a meeting. I've also done the same
Your time is up.
Recommendation at KPFK and only met with
Sharon Adams. You. Your next.
Sharon Adams.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Hi. Yes. Sharon Adams. First I want to make a comment that, I do recall we used to have a rule, that the PMB members would not have a priority of speaking before actual community members, because I actually think it's true. They do have a lot of time speaking about Pacifica, and this should be time for the community members to have an opportunity to speak. Coming to what I was going to say, I do want to thank Chip for coming to public comment and speaking so eloquently. He really was fantastic. And I also, the other thing I want to say is that there is one person on this LSB who's been quite disruptive, who claims that she doesn't know things and needs special help with understanding Pacifica information. But that that person was confident enough to, about her knowledge about KPFA and Pacifica, when she stated publicly, falsely, that the general manager of KPFA had not attended LSB meetings. That was a false statement made by one of the sitting LSB members, who's been quite rude during this meeting. And so I find it interesting that she was very confident in that fact, and yet she needs help, you know, going to Pacifica websites and finding regular Pacifica documents. And that's pretty much what I have to say.
Thank you, Sharon.
Next is Steve Zelzer.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about the lack of support for Frank Sterling by the LSB and the manager, who was asked to support him and said that the KPFA is not a political party. Well, what, when the hell does KPFA have to be a political party to support a journalist at KPFA? It's the same argument that was used by the local station board management to oppose supporting Julian Assange. Journalists are under attack in this country. And for KPFA to be silent and say they can't take a position in defense of Frank Sterling and demand that the charges be dropped is outrageous. Contempt for your own staff at the station. And you, I think people have to know who you are, that you would not support Frank Sterling, demand the charges be dropped. And that goes along with the line of shutting down debate. You don't want to have debate, even in your own private little email group and deliberation. That's what it was for. You want to shut it down. The other thing is the question of war. KPFA and Pacifica should be against the war publicly. They should have statements against militarism and war. We're going towards a world war. And KPFA, it's not a question of individual programmers. It's the principles of KPFA to oppose war and militarism, which the Democrats and Republicans, which many of these people on the board support, are pushing. More money for the war, more money for the military. So when you talk about being against the war, to say that KPFA should be silent on that issue and Pacifica should be silent on the issue is against the goals, really, and the principles of Pacifica. Last, on the cab, It was shut down without a report to the LSB. There was no report to the LSB. It was shut down with the support of the manager when other committees were meeting. You lied and said it didn't have to operate. It could have operated. You wanted to shut it down because you wanted bylaws changed, which got rid of the cap. That's why it was shut down. And there are no available minutes online. So you didn't do your job, Carol. You didn't put up the minutes of the cap. And that is a problem of mismanagement and not taking responsibility.
Time is up.
Next one.
Point of order.
Actually, we have a point of order. He just stated lies about our general manager that had nothing to do with, I'm just going to take this point of order. We investigated that. He never said anything about the CABS meeting. So
point of order for me, I was just individually attacked for something that was not even my responsibility.
Thank you.
I want to say that part of our meeting agreements are that people are respectful in their interactions. And there were about five things said. I didn't count exactly, but there were a number of things that were just said that are inaccurate and accusations against board members, including myself. And
let's return to public comment.
Okay.
I have a point of order question.
Yeah.
We have several people who are making offensive statements on the chat who are not members of the LSB. And
remove them.
Remove them, please.
All right. I will do that. Do not use the LSB chat, period, unless you are a member of the LSB. You will be removed.
Thank you, Fred.
Next, Nancy Sabara Natormi.
Yes, thank you. I'm from KPFT. My name is Nancy. The motion that was passed today about reaching out for the CAB to populate the CAB, it should not be restricted to only people of color. That has never been done. And please check that, because I think you've made a mistake there. And if you're going to make a card like Ms. Pagano suggested, I think that's an excellent idea how you can populate your CAB, but don't say only people of color can join, because that's just not right. We have lots of white people in our CAB. The next thing I'd like to say is your finance committee is very troubling. It was explained to us in the PNB governance committee that it's only the business manager, the two members, the treasurer and the other LSB member in the National Finance Committee and National Audit Committee, the three members. And that's closed. It's not open to the whole entire LSB. And the whole entire LSB has a duty to know what's going on and oversee finance. So please change that and make it open to all of you to participate. You need all 24 heads knowing, because you have a responsibility. Thank you. To the membership. Your responsibility is to the membership. And why don't you report the news of a journalist who was attacked twice by the Antioch police, and tell people his next court date is in April. It's coming up because the DA didn't get their discovery in order. Why not report that? That is important. Thank you.
Thank you. Reset. Stan Woods.
Yes. I'm muted now. Basically I echo what two previous speakers said about Frank Sterling. Let's just be clear. If whether it's a university newspaper or CNN, if one of their journalists is under attack, falsely accused and arrested, the management of the station or newspaper or whatever website, whatever, comes to their defense. And so I really, really hope that the KPFA management will change their mind and clearly and unequivocally call for the dropping of charges against Frank Sterling. He was there in a dual role, as KPFA journalists often are. He supported the goals of the demonstration, the anti-police brutality demonstration last September in Antioch, California. But he was also there recording, as he often does. He often covers events in Antioch, Concord, and elsewhere in Contra Costa County. So I hope there'll be a reconsideration. I'm really sorry the motion for the board to support him didn't come up today. One last thing on the Ukraine. Let's just say I talk to many people, and not just people that share my particular views within the left and the labor movement. And a lot of people are concerned, particularly some Arab Americans I spoke to, about the coverage of KPFA on the Ukraine. There's been some honorable exceptions, most notably Ms. Jedris and also Dennis Bernstein and Miguel Molina, and to some extent, the journalists on Democracy Now. Okay. But by and large, a lot of the, especially the news, has echoed official pronouncements on the war and this terrible crisis we end that could lead to the ultimate war. So I really hope there'll be a lot of pressure put on the programmers to have a much more open and freer discussion. Thank you.
Anthony Fest, you're next. Unmute.
I'm unmuted.
Yep.
I'm Anthony Fest. I've been on staff since 1994. And here's a couple of quick points. First, if you want more young people and people of color to listen to KPFA, try this. Try putting more young people and people of color on the air. Don't just play reruns of the morning program in the afternoon. Bring in new voices. That was a dreadful lost opportunity when the afternoon was filled with the morning program. Second, as to why the KPFA cab didn't meet for 2 years, I used to refer people to the minutes of the last cab meeting, which was February of 2020, which was posted on kpfa.org. But I just took a look, and that page is gone now. Very mysterious. The older cab minutes are still there, but that particular page is gone. Who took down that page, and why did they take it down? Now, as it happens, a while back, I took the precaution of downloading that report, and I can send it to anyone who wants to see it. Here's a pertinent sentence from that report. Quote, the cab no longer needs to prepare and present to management an independent community needs assessment, unquote. I don't think that sentence would have impressed the CPB. And by the way, who was the author of the paragraph in which we find that sentence?
You have 30 seconds.
The author of that sentence was Carol Wolfley. Thank you.
Next is Rich Stone. Unmute.
I have served on the community advisory board in the past, and in being up for consideration, I hope that you do in fact, consider my reinstatement and the overall when you do reinstate the community advisory board. I just really, without going into detail, I just find it really, really daunting. A lot of these, it's not just the name calling and all the finger pointing on the particular issues that are, needed in terms of running the cab in a proper fashion, which if I do, do get reinstated, hope that the meetings in itself doesn't, get reduced to, a lot of, finger pointing. So what I did serve, it was under relatively, relatively more civilized, circumstances, even though I really didn't, like the, what everything that was, the direction everything was going in when I became disqualified for the board. I believe that was in,
you have 30 seconds,
2018, Rich. Okay, or 2019. So, and plus I really, wish that there was much more strong, vocal and a more clarified, support for, Frank Sterling. No matter what everyone's opinions about whether Quincy made a sound or an unsound, or and any else from management to support the plight of Frank as
your time is up, sir.
Proceeding, so
your time is up, sir.
I think Sharon Adams is next because the other two people are board PNB members. So we'll take we have Sharon Adams and Sharon Peterson.
Thank you, Sharon Adams. Were you on mute?
Yes, yes. I wasn't expecting that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I wanted to make the comment. The LSB's role is not to make political pronouncements. And the LSB's role is to make sure that KPFA remains on the air so that it can report on a wide range of politics and political views and art and culture and everything else. As previously stated earlier in this meeting, Franks has a show on KPFA, and he, of course, can give his own version of the events. One reason perhaps to avoid having the LSB make political announcements is that there are news reports about what happened there. For example, the Antioch Herald reports that Frank was arrested for trying to interfere with the arrest of Shagufa Khan. And Shagufa Khan was being arrested for assaulting another protester. Okay, so, you know, maybe things are a bit more complex than has been sort of just said here at this meeting. But my point is that's why the LSB should not be wasting its time on trying to resolve these kind of issues that, of course, are going to be played out in a courtroom. Instead, the LSB should focus on its job, which is keeping KPFA functional, focusing on the finances of KPFA and Pacifica, and really respecting our officers that have volunteered and try to do what they can to keep this organization running. And yes, I'm finished now.
Thank you, Sharon.
Sharon Peterson. Unmute, please.
So very briefly, I'm also disappointed that we did not even discuss, or that this body did not even discuss, support of Frank Sterling during the regular meeting. This is a news story. It's not just internal or external politics. This is the type of coverage that we should, in our ever vigilant position, be covering. Thank you.
Okay, you guys, everybody has had an opportunity to speak. We are now at 2:50. We are supposed to move on now to the closing and adjourning.
Thank you. We would like to check in.
Wait a minute. There are other hands up, I think, and it's a 30-minute.
Those other hands are people that have already spoken, James.
No,
it doesn't matter. There's 30 minutes.
James Sagerton, I saw his hand up. And he's not spoken.
And that 30 minutes is a minimum, not a maximum.
If you don't just speak out, raise your hand, be addressed, be noticed by the chair. You don't just, this is not a free for all kindergarten thing here. But it is true that we have 30 minutes that we have to comply with. So we will take the next speaker because we don't want to cut people off. I think that, not seeing which hands were up now.
James Sagerton, I don't see him. He's not got his hand up. James, are you still here?
I am. I did have my hand up. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I don't see it now, but go ahead.
I don't know what happened either.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate the chance to speak. And I want to preface my remarks by saying I know that it's very hard to conduct these meetings. It's not easy, and I appreciate that. But I do think we need to be careful about shutting down debate or even giving the possible perception that we are doing so. For example, I thought that the LSBs were not really supposed to respond to public comment. That's a practice we have at WBAI, not to interrupt public comment with responses from the LSB. I don't know if that's a general rule or a CPB rule or an FCC rule. I just don't know, but I find it interesting that people were responding to public comment here. I also wanted to mention that, or to note that our PNB parliamentarian, Mr. John Tatum, informs us that the role of the timekeeper is to audibly but gently say, quote unquote, time when time is expired without further comment. It is up to the chair to let a speaker finish their thought and then stop them if necessary. Also, our parliamentarian points out that the chair should not put herself, or rather should put herself, on the stack before commenting on previous speakers' remarks. Now, at the risk of getting him in trouble, I want to say that I appreciated your treasurer's report, and especially as it related to the new CFO and the order of reviewing budgets. I'm sorry, are you saying I'm done or I have 30 seconds?
No, he's just giving you notice it's 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So I just wanted to say that I appreciated the report from the treasurer about the order of reviewing the budgets and the CFO. And also I wanted to mention that there was some support missing for certain revenue in the KPFA budget, and I hope we'll be fixing that before we get to it.
Thank you. Is Frank next? Frank Sterling?
He's not on, he's not, he's a board member.
He's not a member of the community.
I don't know why he's got his hand raised. I'm not sure. Jim Bingman, I think is next.
My mistake.
It's okay, Frank. You're driving still probably. I think Jim Dingman was next.
Thank you. I'll be brief. I enjoyed listening to Quincy's report, and I would like to see that the KPFA board agree that the lessons you're learning from training people be shared with the rest of the network, because that's very important. Frank's been very forthcoming with that. You know, we all know that the audience numbers stink and have to come up. That's the basic problem in three stations in the network. Yours, I know your numbers, yours need to improve too, but New York, Los Angeles and Houston, they just have to come way up. And we have to all cooperate in trying to do that. We have to work together. We have to learn to work together. I know it's hard to do with lawsuits flying around, but we really have to work together. I know that in the past I had collegial relationships with some of the folks that now are on opposite sides of the fence. Oh, okay. And I think that that's important to have that happen. In the case of Frank, look, I have a friend. I know Benjamin Hall, who was wounded in Ukraine, working for Fox. I've known him for 15 years. And so I do think that Pacifica should defend its journalists. Okay. Because people are defending.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
People are defending.
Go ahead,
who got wounded in coverage in the Ukraine. Certainly somebody in any kind of problematic situation should be defended. And I thank you so much. I look forward to working with you guys, and we look forward to having Quincy cooperate with the new national board to supply the proper fundraising and Nielsen rating information from your station so we can learn how great you guys are. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your positiveness that you injected into this conversation. I would say first that we do not normally, and public comments are over, by the way, for anybody who's still waiting to talk. We normally do not respond to any public comments. But we do have a board position that if someone is saying something that's patently false, that was damaging to the organization, then we will put in our 2 cents worth of correcting them. And we already have the person that was talking that we that I talked about. There's already attorneys in Los Angeles working with the last thing he said about Ian Masters, working with the CIA and promoting an assassination of Philip Agee. That's a problem. So that normally, no, we don't speak up, but when people repeatedly say things that are patently false and actionable legally, then we do. We never said that only people of color could join our CAB. That's ludicrous and it's illegal. We're promoting the bringing in more young people and more people of color, totally different thing. And lastly, Carol Wolfley was not the author of the article that Mr. Fess was quoting. She was noted in it by somebody else, and it was inaccurate information. And those are unapproved minutes. So with that, I'd like to know the results of the election. I think we'd all like to know that. And Carol, do you have those yet?
Excuse me, my hand was up, and I did not speak, and Jim Dingman did. I just wanted to say.
My
hand was up.
It's been 30 minutes.
Jim Dingman speak, and you did not let me speak.
It's been 30 minutes. Public comment.
30 minutes is a minimum.
It was requested for something to be on the website for Frank, and that little report that Sharon Adams gave was
from a mainstream newspaper.
The public should be allowed to speak. The public should be allowed to speak. The 30 minutes is a
unacceptable, Elizabeth. You're not recognized, and you were repeatedly
interrupting. I support the public being able.
Muter, please, Fred. If nobody you will not react, you're not recognized by the
nobody
chair.
Nobody responds.
This is like nobody responds. Fred, would you please mute Elizabeth?
Don't, her, Her remarks about.
No, you are not. You're not recognized.
Her remarks about
3 minutes. We need to talk about the results of the election. You are being disruptive and a detriment to our meeting, which usually goes a lot more smoothly without people constantly asking for us to be their handmaids and to listen to them. This is not the way we operate. Could we please have the results of the election?
Yes, Kai.
Yeah.
Are you ready with the results, please?
Yeah. So for audit, we have Zach Caldvere and Elizabeth Milos. For elections, we have Carol Wolfley and Aki Tanaka. Programming, Fred Dodsworth and Philip Muldari. Governance, Aki Tanaka and Carol Wolfley. For inclusion committee, we have Adisa Amand, Andrea Turner, Lily Kimura, and Elizabeth Milos. Audit, we have, I did that already. And then for the CAB, we have Emma A, Carlos, and Anna A, and Craig D. We need the last names.
Dunker Lee.
Three people on governance?
I don't think so. I think it's just two.
Thank you. We will, we can, Kai, can you email that to me, please? Can you email that to me and I will send it out to the KPFA local station board?
Can you repeat the CAB, the result again?
I didn't think we have the CAB yet, did we?
No, he did.
Sorry. Yeah, okay, let me just.
Yeah, but I didn't catch it either, James.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, but I'm not feeling great.
By the way, this is Frank. I put my hand back up.
We're getting the results of the election now, Frank.
Okay.
I know. I was just using a quiet moment to say that I wanted to say something before the meeting adjourns.
Okay. So we have Emma Auer, Carlos Cohan, Ana Paloma Ariola, and Craig Dunkerley.
That's the CAB.
For CAB.
What?
Okay. Thank you. And Frank? Do you want to make a quick comment, Frank?
Yeah, I just like to say since my name came up so many times. Yes, I was out there at the park as a protester and as documenting some the rally and some police abuses. And when I was documenting the arrest of Shagupa Khan and the brutality they were bestowing upon her, violating her civil rights, I was then attacked and tasered and held to the ground. And just for people who are not too familiar with Antioch and Antioch politics, the Antioch Herald is considered by many in town as a racist rag that actively promotes the recall of people of color and is also a Blue Lives Matter and a Back the Blue supporter. So just so people, I know a lot of people aren't familiar with the inner workings of Antioch where I've lived my entire life. So yes, I was you know, documenting that situation when they had this young 21-year-old girl stretched out by her arms and legs. So they did charge me with lynching, which is the removing someone from someone's custody at that moment. They also charged me with assault on an officer and resisting arrest. When my charges came to the court, however, they have, of course, removed some of the bogus charges of lynching, which is trying to remove somebody from the arrest, which was cited by one of the commenters, and the assault on an officer. I'm now left with one bogus charge of resisting arrest, which if anybody actually watched the video or seen the pictures, would know that it was impossible for me to resist arrest with the six giant buffed guys that were compressing me into the ground and tasering me. So it would have been great to get the support was taken. So you know, we'll see. Maybe in the future, the station might put out a statement in support of me, who I've been there almost 20 years. But, you know, that'll just have to remain to be seen.
I'm sure that people do support you, Frank. I think it's the taking a political position in general for the station that's the at-risk thing. But you've been our member for a while, and we do care about you. So just to let you know, we do. Okay?
I'm sure people do. I wanted to make it clear about some of the dynamics out there about who Antioch Herald is and stuff like that.
That's why I let you talk. You had a right to do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you're doing okay. I do. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
We do have to support.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn. Please do not speak out unless you're recognized by the chair.
Second.
Motion to adjourn. Second. So anyone opposed may raise their hands. Anyone opposed to adjourn?
Can you announce the CAP meeting's results again? A lot of people couldn't hear it.
Please don't just speak out. We announced the CAP results already. So I've got to keep up with what's going on here. So
I know I couldn't hear it. That's why I was saying it.
Could you please put the CAP results in the chat?
Do not speak out.
Okay.
We can do that. Okay. So we have only one person opposed to adjourning. We are adjourned. Thank you.